Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Well, over at emilylay.com right now, we have all sorts of sales happening. It's not too late to get your 2022-2023 Simplified Planner on sale. And we are also in the middle of our school supply sale. You can save up to 30% on all sorts of accessories, pens, stickers, notebooks, and so much more. Plus, if you're a teacher, you can save 15% at checkout with your valid ID. Head over to emilylay.com before the sales end. Well, hi, friends. Welcome to August. Can you even believe it? Weren't we just counting down the seconds on New Year's Eve? August is a big time for us over here at Simplified. Honestly, it's sort of a second New Year's Day, so to speak, especially for the part of our community who uses our academic planners, because those planners start August 1st. So a lot of our community is embarking on a brand new fresh start right now. Down here in the South, school starts around this time of year. And over time, as my kids have started back to school every August, it's made a lot of sense to me to offer a product for women who, like me, need a bit of wind beneath their wings as they get their homes and hearts ready for a brand new school year. Energy-wise, this makes a lot of sense to me. Right now, we're coming off a couple months where our family and our whole company at Simplified has been in what we call summer mode. It's a time when we change a little bit about the way we work. We have fewer meetings, for instance, so that we can spend that time connecting with our families instead. We vacation, we explore, we rest, and we work hard. And now, just like the seasons, we find ourselves returning to our normal routines. We find ourselves plugging back into the world and into each other. We find our kids doing the same as they put on brand new shoes and place fresh notebooks and pencils into backpacks and head off to school to learn and try new things. And a change in routine calls for a fresh start. And boy, do I love a fresh start. This time of year, my fresh start looks a lot like back to school prep. It means I'm getting our kids, our home, our routines, and even myself ready to take on a brand new school year. It means thinking about what works for our family and getting rid of what doesn't. And also clearing a closet or two, but we'll talk about that more in a minute. You don't have to have kids to make this back to school season a fresh start for yourself. You can take what I talk about here and apply it to yourself in a work context. What's working in your uniform and what pieces do you need to get rid of? What are you making for lunch? And is there anything you could do to make that easier to prep or pack? But I'm getting ahead of myself. The bottom line is you can create a fresh start anytime, anywhere. But this season, after a summer of rest, is one of my favorite times for a fresh start because we get to springboard back into routines that work for us and make sure they still work for us. I've got a few suggestions on ways you can simplify this back-to-school time for your family and make sure you nail back-to-school prep like a champ. This is not a do-everything-all-at-once sort of thing. Maybe take 15 minutes a day to work on it. Or maybe you'd like to do it all in one weekend. Just remember, like anything else, take what works for you and leave the rest. Okay, let's dive in. Here are a few ways to get a fresh start after summer and nail your back-to-school prep like a champ. Number one, get your home ready. To me, nothing says it's time for a new season more than making a few changes to your home, something to reflect how your family needs to function over the next few months. There are a few things I like to do to our home so it can help us do two things. One, I want to make sure our home is functioning in a way that can help us keep up the routines that work for us. And two, I want to make sure our home is a soft landing place at the end of a long day. First, let's declutter a bit. Walk through each room with a trash bag and toss anything you don't want to keep or can't donate. Then put the things you've identified as donations into a box so you can take them to Goodwill at your convenience. Then let's think about making sure our spaces hold our stuff in a way that serves us. First, dedicate a space, no matter the size, for backpacks, shoes, and jackets. If you don't have a place where these belong, inevitably they'll end up all over your house. And they still might end up all over your house sometimes, even if you've designated a place for them. But at least you can ask your kid to put them away into their dedicated space once you've found their jacket on the floor. Next, declutter your kid's bedroom so they can easily find what they need and make their morning and evening routines run more smoothly. Donate toys and books that aren't sentimental or used anymore. Straighten shelves, clear off nightstands and dressers, and make sure everything's put away that needs to be. Also, Murphy's Law says that when my child needs a few dollars, I'm going to be completely out of cash. So as soon as you can, put a few ones or $5 bills in a petty cash envelope. You'll thank yourself later when you don't have to run to Walgreens and buy some Band-Aids with a 20 just so you can get some change for your kid. One more idea here. Our mornings can be hectic, and I'm not a huge fan of mornings that feel super rushed. One of my favorite things is to put on our Slow Mornings playlist to create just a bit of peace in our home while we eat breakfast and get ready for the day. It doesn't have to be a huge playlist, and you don't even have to curate it yourself. Spotify has plenty, or you can just use mine. Just Google Emily Lay Slow Mornings playlist, and you'll find it. Number two, get the food ready. Really, is there anything more important than making sure your people have enough food? Also, why do kids eat so much? Sorry, I digress. First, clean out your fridge and your pantry. Check those expiration dates, throw things away that don't meet the cut. Then create a perpetual grocery list to make shopping and restocking simple. Make lists of easy weekday breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Don't worry, we're going to talk all about this in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. Also, ask your kids what they'd like to have in their lunchboxes, on their lunch trays, or even as after-school snacks. They're more likely to eat what you give them if they feel like they have a say in what they're eating. Then write down a list of the lunch and snack ideas you talked about together. Trust me, when the mid-year slump hits, you're going to thank yourself for laying out some good ideas you can refer back to. Number three, get your schedule and routine ready. Time to get out your planner and fire up your Google Calendar. This is when my planner girl heart gets so happy. I love to see all the threads come together here, but I get that not everyone feels the same way I do. That's okay. I have a couple very doable tips you can add into your back-to-school routine. First, add your child's school calendar, including extracurriculars, to your planner and digital calendar. Easy, right? Then write out the morning routine you'd like to have and discuss it with your family. Make sure everyone understands what's expected of them before the school year starts. And if you need more tips on how to plan your schedules and routines for the new school year, I've got a couple podcast episodes you might enjoy. You can check out episode 25 called Planning for the Week Ahead, and then go all the way back to episode 3, which is called Simplify Your Calendar. Number 4, get your kids ready. Honestly, this might be my hardest task, not because of the physical things, because you can take care of those, mama, but prepping kids emotionally to go back to school. That can be tough, even if your kid thinks of school as their happy place. It's hard to let go of the easy freedom of summer when you're a kid. I mean, honestly, it's hard to do when you're 39. Okay, first let's tackle some of the physical things to do to help kids get ready for school. Make a list of any school supplies that need to be restocked. Do they need a new backpack or lunchbox? Do you already have the school supply list from their teacher? Do you have enough pencils, paper, glue, markers, and scissors in your cabinets at home for any homework-related needs? Also, decide how you're going to buy school supplies this year. Are you going to do it all in one big Target trip? Are you going to let kids pick out a new backpack in person and shop online for the rest? Does your state have a tax-free weekend you want to take advantage of? Make a plan now and your brain will thank you later. Next, let's think about closets. First things first, go through your kids' shoes. If your kids are like mine, they've probably grown a lot over the summer. Donate or clear out old shoes that don't fit or are too worn and purchase new ones if you need to. Then think about decluttering your kids' clothing so that choosing an outfit on a school day is a little more simple. Just like the shoes, donate or clear out any old clothes that don't fit anymore or are too worn. This way, it'll be a lot easier to see the items you need to replace. This holds true if your kid has a uniform they need to wear as well. Also, pro tip, consider laying out a week's worth of outfits when school starts, even if it's just for the first week. Having those outfits pre-selected is one less thing you or your kid have to worry about when you have already a billion decisions to make that week. Now, let's think about how to equip our kids emotionally for the new school year. Consider teaching your kids a few life skills before school starts, like tying shoes, buttoning shirts, and making beds. We did this during the pandemic, and it was something each of my kids enjoyed. They loved gaining a little more independence, and I liked watching their faces shine with confidence. Plus, getting a little more margin back into my own life didn't hurt either. You probably know your kid pretty well. You probably know if they're excited to be in a new grade or if they're feeling a bit hesitant because they're not sure if they can keep up with the work. You probably know they're excited to have the same schedule as their bestie, or if they're feeling unsure about jumping from elementary to middle school and they're not sure who they're going to eat lunch with. There's a lot we know about our kids, but there's also a lot we don't. We don't know exactly how they're feeling all the time, and that goes for school too. Sometime before the school year, just casually ask your kid how they're feeling about the upcoming year. See what they're excited about and see what they're a little nervous about. Like Sissy Goff has taught me, having these conversations side by side instead of face to face is a little bit easier. So maybe wait until you're in the car or you're on a walk in your neighborhood and talk about it. And if they don't want to talk about it, that's okay. You could try another day or just keep your eyes and arms open the next time they need to talk about what's making them feel some big feelings. Just let them know that you're always a safe place for them to land whenever they need it. Guys, we're gearing up for school in Pensacola, which means I'm thinking about ways to save time in my week. And one of my biggest time savers is putting Green Chef into my dinner rotation. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Green Chef saves me so much time by cutting down the time I spend meal planning, dinner prepping, and grocery shopping. Every box comes with pre-measured and prepped ingredients, so I can get dinner on the table fast. We're talking maybe 30 minutes max. Listen, I can't tell you how awesome it is to walk into the kitchen on a weeknight and know most of the work has been done for me. We recently got the Monterey Jack smothered chicken and veggies, and that was a huge hit. We also loved the Southwest turkey and bell pepper quesadillas and the pineapple barbecue flatbreads. Those were legit good. So give yourself a break during the back-to-school rush. Go to greenchef.com/simplified135 and use code simplified135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes. And your first box ships free. One more time, go to greenchef.com/simplified135 and get $135 off across 5 boxes, plus free shipping on your first box with code simplified135. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. I try to create a home that's a soft place to land for our family. Comfy couches and soft throw blankets help, but you know what else does? Air that's super clean and fresh. That's why you've got to check out April Air. April Air is healthy air, and they have professional grade air quality solutions that can help your family breathe easy inside your home. Their signature healthy air system is right for any home in any climate, combining fresh air ventilation, filtration, humidity control, and so much more to protect your family from allergens, viruses, and even mold. Also, did you know too much or too little humidity can affect the quality of your sleep? But April Air can balance your home's humidity levels to make sure you all get the rest you deserve. So help your home become a relaxing place for your family to breathe easy. Find out which April Air solution is right for you at aprilair.com/simplified. That's aprilair, aprilair.com/simplified. The new school year is right around the corner, and if your kids are like mine, they're super pumped to go back and see their friends, but a little less excited about sitting in class. But what if your kid can learn about subjects that interest them? With OutSchool, you can let your kids' curiosity run wild with flexible online classes and groups on any topic you can imagine. From video game design to entrepreneurship to freestyle dancing and magic lessons, there's something for kids of all ages and interests on OutSchool. This year, my kids have watched me learn about how to feed and fuel my body, so they took the Building a Healthier You class on OutSchool with Miss Melba. They learned the difference between whole and processed foods, and even how eating can help boost your immune system. I got to see what the class covered and how I could help support what they were learning in class. It was so cool. We are already looking forward to our next OutSchool class. OutSchool will have your kids loving to learn and have fun doing it. Head over to outschool.com/simplified and use code SIMPLIFIED to learn all about OutSchool's programs and save $15 on your child's first class. That's outschool.com/simplified to save $15 on your child's first class. outschool.com/simplified, code SIMPLIFIED. Number 5, get yourself ready. Okay, you didn't think we were going to leave you out of this conversation, did you? When it comes to the new school year, the put your mask on first idea applies here too. If you're in a position of responsibility, whether that's in your home or at your workplace, in order to do your best work, you've got to take care of yourself first. That applies to all things physical and mental. There's already enough on your plate this time of year, so I'm not going to give you a bunch of self-care suggestions that are, let's be honest, sometimes a bit overwhelming to hear. I'm just going to give you 3 practical things you could do to help yourself get ready for the new year as well. First, organize your purse, your computer bag, or whatever bag you live your life out of when you're on the go. Remove anything that's unnecessary, whether it's trash, chargers you don't need, lip colors you don't wear anymore, just take it out. Then stock essentials for when you're out and about. Snacks, hand sanitizer, wipes, masks, chargers, tissues, gum, whatever. After that, clean out your car. Oh my gosh, you are going to feel so good when this one is done. And you don't have to detail your car. You really don't. Just 30 minutes can make a huge difference here. First, remove the trash and vacuum the floor and the seats. Then go get a big bowl, put a teaspoon of powdered laundry detergent in it, and fill it with hot water. For those of you keeping score at home, this is the Go Clean Co. all-purpose cleaning formula. Then grab a cleaning cloth and wipe down the dashboard, door handles, and any hard surface that's got dirt and dust on it. After that, get some glass cleaner and a paper towel and wipe off those windows. Also, I know we all live a good portion of our year in our cars, and car supplies are necessary. So stock up on whatever you keep in your car, whether it's snacks, bottled water, tissues, paper towels, whatever. When you're hauling a car full of kids around after soccer practice who are hungry and can't wait to get home for a snack, you're going to thank yourself for picking up a box full of granola bars at Costco. Finally, number 3, remember to check in with your spirit and make sure you're serving her well in this season. Maybe you'd like to celebrate a last big summer hurrah. If it's in your well, start a fun tradition for the day before school starts, like a breakfast picnic or ice cream for dinner. If that feels like it's too much, don't do it. Take that week leading up to the school year for some low-key recovery time. Get your hair cut. Do your nails. Get some takeout that week and watch movies. Whatever your well allows, let your energy dictate what your activities are. Also, this is a big one, don't plan anything for you or the kids to do that first week of school. But we're going to talk about that more next week because transitions, even if they're good ones, can be tough. Okay, how are you feeling? Are you feeling pumped? A little overwhelmed? Maybe both? I just threw a lot at you, but I will say this. You do not have to do all of this at once. Also, do what matters to you and your family. I bet there are a couple items I mentioned today that might not work for you. Maybe a slow morning playlist would put your kids back to sleep. Don't make that playlist. Does cleaning out your car and purse sound like too much right now? Don't do it. Listen, you don't have to follow a checklist someone gave you in order to be a good mom. You already are one because you love your kid, though it never hurts to have an extra granola bar or two packed in your purse. As we close out this episode, I would like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back to our days. As you embark on a brand new season, may you be filled with energy to do good work in the days ahead. May your arms be strong as you shoulder your tasks, and your hands be soft as you gently care for those you love. And above all, may you find blessings and lessons along the way. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. Sometimes the easiest way to get everything you need to do out of your head is to get it onto a piece of paper or even a marker board. Do you follow Smitten Kitchen? She is a fantastic food blogger, and I love how she makes her meal plan for the week. She does it all on a little marker board, and I bet she does it for a few reasons. One, it's easier to see what you plan when you write it down. Two, you can see how to use leftover ingredients or how to repurpose leftovers into a new meal. And three, kids can know exactly what's going to be on the dinner table that night, making the what's for dinner question a little less frequent. A marker board, a simplified planner, a meals workbook, a notes app, a napkin, however you need to get your tasks out of your head and onto something that you can look at, do that thing. It'll help your plans come together way more quickly and bring your stress levels down much more quickly too. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helped your mind and heart get a bit more ready for a fresh start. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. And if you'd like to listen to the Simplified Podcast ad-free and a little bit earlier, then you should check out the premium version of our show on Apple Podcasts. Just search for the Simplified Podcast in the search bar and tap on the blue thumbnail image with the pink pineapple. You can't miss it. And don't forget to pick up your copy of my new kids book called You're Always Enough and More Than I Hoped For right now wherever you buy books. One last thing, I love bringing you this show each week. And if you're loving it as much as I do, would you do me a quick favor? Would you go over to your podcast provider and rate the show and leave a review? This is a small thing that helps our show in big ways. It tells your podcast provider to put this show in the hands of more listeners who might enjoy some of these helpful tips and tricks as well. I really appreciate your help. And until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.